My teeth are grut. What has happened to all my dreams is what I would like to know. Presently, I am a physical wreck. If by chance I scratch my head while strolling, showers of dandruff reel onto the paved walkway. Also hairs of varying length. Tooth decay. I am feared to look into a mirror. I had forgotten about them, my molars. These wee discoloured bones jutting out my gums, lonely, neglected, fighting amongst themselves for each particle of grub I have yet to pick. Jesus! And my feet. And this mayhap is the worst of my plight. My feet stink. The knees blue, the hands filthy, the nails grimy, uneatable. What I must do is bathe very soon. One certainty. Until recently, I was living a life. This life is gone, tossed away in the passing. I am washed up. The sickness burbles about in my gut. A pure physical reaction at last. I feel it heaving down there, set to erupt, or maybe just to remain gagging. It is all a mystery as usual. I am very much afraid I'm gone off my head. I lie on pavements clawing at myself with this pleasant smile probably on the countenance. I've been this way for years. More than half my life to present has been spent in acquiring things I promptly dispose of. I seldom win at things. It is most odd, especially my lack of interest. But for the smile, its well-being, the way I seem to regard people, it makes me kind of angry. I am unsure about much. Jesus Christ. Where am I again? London is the truth, though I was reared in Glasgow. In regard to environment, I had plenty. But the weather. The hard-topped, hard-backed bench, concreted to the concrete patch amidst the grass. My spine against the hard back. My feet stuck out and crossed about the ankles. My testicles tucked between my thighs. I am always amazed that no damage has done them. I have forgotten what's happened to the chopper. The chopper is upright, though far from erect. It lies against the fly of my breeks, and now uncomfortable. Explanations sicken me. The depression is too real. A perpetual thirst, but not for alcohol. Milk I drink when I find it. Smoking is bad. Maybe I'm simply ill. Burping and farting. All sorts of wind. I should have a good meal of stuff. But even the thought, Jesus. My hand has been bleeding. I cut it while entering a car. A stereo in one Johnny Cash cassette. My life is haunted by country and western music. I have no cigarette in my gub. And yet this late autumnal daylight, the spring in my step, grinning all the while and wishing for hats to doff to elderly women. I'm crying good evening to folk. I might be in the mood for a game or something, or a cold shower. When I settle down to consider a future, my immediate straits are obliged to be conducive. I am grateful for the clement weather. Facts are to be faced. I am older than I was recently. And I was feared to show my face that same recently. Breakfast, it's an awful meal. If you don't get your breakfast, that's you fucked for the day. I cannot eat a Johnny Cash cassette. Breakfast has always been the one meal I like to think and insist upon. When I have money, I eat fine breakfasts. One of the best I ever had was right here in the heart of old London town. A long time ago. It was so good I had to leave a slice of toast for appearance's sake. I was never a non-eater. could always devour huge quantities of the stuff. Anything at all. Greasy fried bread, burnt custard, burnt eggs, even with a flu or bad hangovers. A plate of soup at 4 a.m. I cannot understand people scoffing at snails' feet and octopi. Although, to be honest, I once lifted a can of Pease Bros from a supermarket shelf, only to discover I could not stomach the bastard stuff. So, there we are. And also food poisoning, I suppose. If I ever get food poisoning, I would probably not feel like eating. But apart from that, but not now, not presently. And this is odd. My belly may have a form of cramp. Immediately my possessions include money. I shall invest in certain essentials, as well as the washing of that pair of items which constitute the whole of my wardrobe in the department of feet, viz. My socks. For my apparel excludes pants and vest. An effect of this was my chopper getting itself caught in the zipping up process that follows upon the act of pissing. Normally one is prepared for avoiding such occurrences. But this time, being up an alley off one of Her Majesty's thoroughfares, I was obliged to rush. Zip! Jesus, the belly! Even the remembrance. For a couple of moments I performed deep breathing exercises, aware that my next act would of necessity be rapid. And this was inducing vague associations of coronary attacks. My whole trunk then became icy cold. Unzip. Freed. It would not have happened had I been wearing pants. If I was being cared for, pants would pose no problem, and neither would vests. Vests catch and soak up sweat unless they are made of nylon, in which case the sweat dribbles down your sides and is most damp and irritating. My face looks to be ageing, but is fine. A cheery face. It laughs at me from shop windows. The hairs protruding from my nostrils can be mistaken for the top of my moustache. The actual flesh, the cheekbones and red-veined eyeballs, the black patches round the eye sockets. Every single thing is fine. I am delighted with the lines. On my left, the right, in fact, side of my nose has formed a large yellow head which I squeezed till the matter burst forth. I am still squeezing it because it lives. While squeezing it, I am aware of how thin my skin is. I put myself in mind of an undernourished 87-year-old. But the skin surrounding the human frame weighs a mere 6 ounces. Although opposed to that is the Alsatian dog which leapt up and grabbed my arm. Its teeth punctured the sleeve of the garment I was wearing, but damage to the flesh was nil. I bathed recently. For a time I lay steeping in the grime, wondering how I'd manage out the water without this grime returning to the pores in my skin. The method I employed was this. I arose in the standing position. The grime showed in the hairs of my legs, though, and I had to rinse those legs with cold water because the hot had finished. I washed my socks on that occasion. They're of good quality. I sometimes keep them stuffed in the back pockets of my jeans. The present is to be followed by nothing of account. Last night was terrible. All must now be faced. It has much to do with verges and watersheds. Taxis to Blackfriars Bridge for the throwing of oneself off of are out of the question. I have the shivers. Reddish-blue blisters have appeared in the soles of my feet. They are no longer bouncing along. I can foresee nothing of account will follow. For some time now the futility of certain practices has not been lost on me. I shall sleep with the shivers, the jeans and the jumper, the socks and the corduroy shoes. I can forecast point A or point B. Either is familiar. All will depend on X the unknown, which also affords of an either or. the A and B of X equals the A and B that follow from themselves, not A and not B being unequal to not B and A, and they cannot be crossed as in Yankee bets. Yet it has always been this way, and I alone have the combinations. I was planning in the park tonight. I left a brown paper bag concealed in a hedge near the Serpentine for the purpose. It will have been appropriated by now. The trouble might well be sleep. I had a long one recently, and it may well have upset the entire bodily functioning. This belly of mine. I must have slept for 10 hours. Normally I meet forenoons relatively alert. Sheltering an alley the other night. The early hours, in a motionless state. I should have been smoking. Had just realised the cigarette in my gob was not burning, where it should have been burning. I reached for a match. I heard movement. Two cats were on the job less than 20 yards distant. The alley banked behind walls. The cats should have been free from spectators, and yet here was me, Jesus. In a film I saw recently, there was this scruffy dog and a lady dog, and he took her out for the night down this back alley to meet his friends. And these friends of his were chefs in an Italian restaurant, one of whom was named Luigi, if I remember correctly. He brought out a table and candlesticks, and while the dogs sat down, the other friend came out with an enormous quantity of spaghetti and stuff. While they were tucking in, out came Luigi again with a stringed instrument, and him and his pal began singing in an operatic duet. This grass, it grows in a rough patch, and cannot have it easy. The blades are grey-green and light-green, others are yellow, but they lie directly on the earth, right on the soil. My feet were there, and the insects crawled all around. A fine place for games. They go darting through the green blades and are never really satisfied till hitting the yellow ones below. And they dart headlong, set to collide all the time into each other. But no, that last-minute body swerve. And that last-minute body swerve appears to unnerve them, so that they begin rushing about in circles, or else halting entirely for an approximate moment. I have to clear my head. I need peace, peace, peace. No thoughts, nothing, nothing at all. Here I am as expected. The shoulders drooping. They have been strained recently. Arms hanging and the fingers here and rubbing my eyes to open them on the same again. Here, the same as here again. What else?